It is my great honor and privilege to welcome you to the third annual low-dose naltrexone conference here at Vanderbilt University. It has been a long time coming, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to everyone who has made this conference possible. And I just want to say a very special and heartfelt thank you to our platinum sponsors, Ermat Pharmacy in New York and Skip's Pharmacy from Florida. Dr. Skip, thank you. You are here. It's impossible for me to come to a conference like this and not remember my dear, wonderful father, who was so blessed and fortunate to find low-dose naltrexone when he was 87 years young and diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And it truly saved his life and made his final years good years. And when he joined the Lord, it was not from multiple myeloma, but from complications after a blood clot traveled to his lung and impaired his ability to breathe. He was 91 at that time. And so wonderful for all of you to be here, to share your stories. And I can't say enough about the importance of sharing our stories. And it was because of my dad sharing his story that a lovely lady in Arkansas heard about him. And when she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer in April of 2004, she decided that she would take a chance with LDN. And this is probably the proudest moment of my life where I am able to ask her to stand up today. Ms. Lola Powell, 3.5 years later, is cancer-free. And with that, I want to say that the diagnosis, when you find out that you yourself or a loved one is ill, it is so devastating, so personal, and how you choose, the remedy that you choose, the protocol you choose to follow, is really based on all the information you receive, and it is a personal choice. And I'm not here to say that there is a right or a wrong way to do it. But what I am here to tell you is that keep on sharing the good news. If LDN has helped you, please keep on sharing the good news. Please keep on giving, keep on loving one another, and keep fighting on. And now it is my great privilege to introduce one of the best testimonials for LDN I have ever witnessed. Your conference coordinator is one of those wonderful people who never, ever gives up, who always, always keeps pressing forward and looking up. In 1989, Brenda Powell was diagnosed with chronic progressive multiple sclerosis. And that disease has literally paralyzed her multiple times over the course of her lifespan. And when she found LDN, and please, Brenda, correct me if I'm wrong when you get up here, 4 years ago, that was the beginning of the change, where she could leave her wheelchair behind and her scooter behind, and she is here to host this conference, and you can thank her, because while my name is on the flyer as a co-coordinator, Brenda really did all the work. Please welcome my good friend and the coordinator of the third annual low-dose naltrexone conference, Brenda Powell.
Okay, I have to adjust my hearing aids. Okay, the reason I had Susie introduce me is I can no longer pronounce my own last name. I kind of slur it, but I do welcome you to the 2007 LDN conference. Really, we are pressed for time, so I would like to turn the podium over to Dr. Gluck, and let's get the show on the road.